telling me that he what? Heals the broken in heart. That's a promise. You could take that to the bank. You could take it to the bank. Cash it in. You're struggling for no reason. If you're truly a child of God and you believe in God, you're struggling for no reason whatsoever. Pastor, did you struggle? Yeah. And when I chose to do it my way, the bitter way, the resentful way, guess what? 7 years of my life, I was miserable. And praise the Lord, God showed mercy and grace. He kept me here. 14 to 21 years. That was a 7 year rebellion in my life. I regret those years. Don't be like that. Don't be like me. Be better. Don't get bitter. Get better. Because God has given us a promise. If I would have had a father who would have said, Zeke, you don't get rebellious. You don't get bitter. Get better. Listen, God hasn't left you. Go to God. Take your worries to God. Take your wound to God. Take your hurt to God. Take your pain to God. Take your suffering to God. And I promise you, He'll heal you. But I have that. And I'm not using an excuse. I still chose my path. And by God's mercy, He realized, man, Zeke, you dumb. That's what He calls me, Zeke, not dumb. Amen. He's like, man, you ignorant. I'm right here. I'll give you some mercy because you really don't have guidance in your life. Your dad left you. But all you have to do is come to me, son. And when I surrendered at the age of 21, it was September. It was October 11, 2001, right a month after the Twin Towers. A month right after October 11, I surrendered my life. I said, God, I know I'm not perfect. I know I'm not the kind of vessel that is going to make you proud or people are going to look at and say, wow, okay, he has the pedigree. Yeah, he should be a pastor. But God, whatever you want me to be. I told my son, Zeke, are you willing to be a missionary in Africa? And he's like, huh? He better be willing. Because I had to come to that conclusion in my life. God, if you wanted me in Fifth Ward, Houston, or in Ethiopia, Africa, or in communist Russia, guess where I was going? That's where I was going to go. I was willing to. And here's the irony. God just wants your heart. He doesn't want you to change locations. He just wants your heart. That's when He heals your heart. Stop pretending. Stop hiding. Third point, God can turn tears into purpose. Genesis 50:20. I told you that's the third point, and I'll be done, and I am going to be done here. Genesis 50:20, the first book of the Bible. We're talking about the life of Joseph. And I think this is the place where we all want to come to. This is the conclusion. Genesis 50:20, the Bible says, but as for you, ye thought it evil against me. That ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive. I didn't understand this. Romans 8:28 also says, we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to His purpose, right? Romans 8:28. But here Joseph just tells his brothers, they didn't know he was the second in command. He's in a power of position. He is in a power where if they have access to him, he could really help them and bless them. The same people that caused evil unto him, that wanted to hurt him, he repaid him with what? Kindness, mercy, grace. He didn't return the same treatment they gave him. Can I tell you, if you're ever in that position, don't dare to do that. If you're ever in a position to return evil for evil, don't do that. It's easy to do that. There's no power in that. Be a Christian. Find your identity in Christ. You're a Christian. You're a child of God. If you're ever in a position of power or leverage where you can be a blessing even to the person that mean evil unto you, do so. I understand boundaries. I do. I understand not exposing your family to certain things. I do. I'm not saying invite them over for Christmas. Keep healthy boundaries. But if you can, be a blessing. Pastor, if you would have ever seen your dad, you would have been mad at him? I'll be honest with you. That hurt would probably came out, but I would have said, hey, I love you. You're my father. Let me tell you about Jesus in case you don't know him. That's love. because I never thought about that encounter with my father. My encounter was something different that I would never incriminate myself. Amen? But that wasn't my thought process. I want you to understand that's God. God is the one that puts these attributes in our life. An attribute of love, of mercy, of patience, of kindness. That's God. The world will say, they don't deserve you. It may be so. But in the Bible, if you were to look at it, in what is it? Ephesians 6:1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for they deserve it. No, for this is... It's not about deserving. I don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. But here's the truth. We still need to do what's... Let's bow our head, close our eyes. Learn to understand pain. Pain can change your perspective on life. Trauma can harden the heart, but God can still heal it. And the third point was, God can turn tears into purpose. I don't know how many of you have gone through this type of pain, but you don't have to come from the same upbringing that I came from. But in churches, maybe someone hurt you. Maybe in your family, someone hurt you. Maybe in a relationship, someone hurt you. As the piano plays, maybe this is the time that God is saying, hey, you've been hurt by people. You've been betrayed by family. Emotionally, you're exhausted. You cry all the time. You're carrying these hidden wounds. I'm sorry.